Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the extravaganza today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. He's coming up right after this.
To be honest, I'd never heard of the First Bank that treats you like you're Tom Griswold.
This man came in and said he'd never heard of the First Bank that treats you like you're Tom Griswold.
I wanted to make a deposit, but I had a million things to do that day, so I didn't want to spend a long time waiting in line behind a douchebag without proper identification or some loser trying to open a checking account with 20 bucks.
We could tell he was a very busy and important customer, so we led him straight to our VIP banking teller. But he refused.
I told the morons that I'd rather eat a raw turd than have to sit and listen to their pathetic little pitch about money market funds, CDs, or squirrel Christmas accounts. I told them I'd just walk up to the drive-thru ATM. Thank you very much.
The man was about to go out to use the ATM, but we pointed out the armored car in the parking lot.
Luckily, the manager spotted a terribly dangerous situation. There was an armored car at the bank. Statistically, you know, 9 out of 10 bank robberies happen when the security vehicles are around. At the same time, I noticed there was a tanker truck filling the tanks at the gas station across the street.
Oh, boy.
This was the perfect storm.
The man seemed rather nervous, paranoid, and suspicious.
Uh-huh.
So we could tell he was exactly the sort of customer we wanted at the First Bank that treats you like you're Tom Griswold.
I could tell something was going on and they were going to rape me on the service charges and loan rates.
Yeah.
Perfect.
In the end, we recommended he try a different bank down the street. We didn't need the headache.
I could tell they didn't know what they were doing, and they finally admitted that the bank down the street had better facilities. I left immediately and stopped at Starbucks on the way.
I don't think the guy ever did open an account.
My whole day turned into a storm. I got nothing done. I'm probably going to have Joni or Dee take care of it later this week after I do a bit more research. By the way, did you see this article in the Wall Street Journal last week? It's fascinating.
The First Bank that treats you like you're Tom Griswold. At the First Bank that treats you like you're Tom Griswold, it's gonna be smooth sailing all the way.
Oh, speaking of sailing, this will only make sense if you're a sailor. Similarly, in the film Master Commander, much of it won't make any sense unless you sail.
Excuse me, your part of the commercial is done. This is the announcer tagline out, and then the music ends.
By the way, this background music is abysmal. I'll have Steve lay down some organ tracks for you to use.
We're almost done here.
I'll have the music bed to you in 3 weeks.
Great, sounds good.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, it's the Bob and Tom Show. Josh Arnold here with home run after home run this morning.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Not one.
Been pulled from the game.
I don't know about that. There'd be no reason to do that. Christy Lee at the news desk.
Hi.
Pat Godwin in the performance room with a very special request coming up.
Yes. Looking forward to it.
I think we'll entail more instruments and more singers or something. Jeff Oskey.
Are you guys ready for the request?
We will be ready. And
we've got a guest.
So then you're not ready now.
But I'm going to get...
We're not planning to do it now.
It's called a tease.
Yes.
Are you the guy in the pajamas?
No, just a second. Jeff Oskey, good to see you.
Yeah.
Ace Cosby.
We'll have to ask him if he has a zebra.
We may have to. Willie Griswold and Tom Griswold.
Thank you very much. There's Al. I can see him now.
Al Jackson.
Al Jackson joins us.
He's wearing a nice palm tree desert type shirt. What are you talking about? They look like pajamas.
Yeah. They look kind of like
these are like that. These are just little palm trees.
Yeah,
what's up?
Very nice.
Hey, Al. I like
you. Hello, guys.
Hi, Al.
Those are some big glasses.
Yeah, I know. I just got them yesterday, and I'm not sure if I'm on board with them yet.
They look good.
I'm going to let them sit on my face, and I like when I Five things, Tom, that cause a reaction with people. So I'm just going to be in people's faces with these huge glasses.
Do it.
Yeah.
See how they react.
Who's the guy that wore the weird pants that...
Urkel?
Urkel.
Say yeah, Urkel.
They've got kind of an Urkel
MC
look.
Hammer, I thought.
Oh, no. the Elvis would say those are big.
The king.
Al Jackson, comedian. Al is also...
What's going on? Tom, I just want to give a shout out to Josh. I think you did a good job setting up the top of the show. I feel like they were over-talking you, Josh. I feel like they were jumping in on some parts. Now, granted, you were leaving some pregnant pauses there, but you know what? That's to build anticipation. So I feel like, Josh, you did a great job.
I know way more. I know exactly what I'm doing, and I'm misunderstood, Al. But it's okay.
We were trying to rescue him, Al, but because in the previous segment, he... it went off.
Would you like me to deliver the joke exactly as it was to see if Al gets it?
Okay, no, you got to get context.
All right, Al.
Al, Santa Barbara, California, super ritzy, famous place, and there's a loose zebra there.
That's right, and now Marco Chavez unexpectedly encountered the animal on his bike ride. He said, as soon as I rolled up, the zebra saw me and started running at me. The 48-year-old said he pedaled away. The zebra slipped and fell, allowing him to escape. Apparently, there have been numerous zebra sightings in recent weeks. Some local residents said the zebra is named Maynard and lives at a local ranch.
So there's been a loose zebra in Santa Barbara for the last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is that zebra belonged to Ray Liotta.
See? There's nothing there.
Nothing there.
I mean, the sad death of Ray Liotta.
So the joke is...
to do with the zebra.
The joke is the man died, and therefore the zebra is now just free to do whatever.
It's not like Michael Jackson, where he had zebras and monkeys.
Well, I give you the fact that you have to buy into the idea that Ray Liotta owned a zebra.
Why would Mr. Liotta have owned a zebra?
Why wouldn't he?
He has Chantix money. He's going to buy whatever he wants to buy.
Oh, he did have Chantix money.
He finally quit smoking.
You see, it all works.
See, it worked. No. He quit about 2 weeks ago.
I don't know about you. I just, you know, as I'm approaching halftime of my life, you know, 44 over here, I look at like when people like Ray Liotta, incredible career, iconic. Most people that watch his films know every word of them. And you die on set in the Dominican Republic in your sleep. Like, hey, look, we all got to go. That's not the worst way.
No,
I'm just saying. Shout out to Ray. I mean, for all the ways, that's not the worst way. So he probably looked at a great sunset the night before. Hopefully he chewed some Chantix, had some nice, Dominican rum.
Is Chantix gum?
And just drifted off into the next transition. I'm here for it, Ray.
Okay. And by the way, have you ever seen the movie called Something Wild? If you haven't, that's one of my favorite movies of all time. Jeff Daniels.
Melanie Griffith,
Ray Liotta. It's the same guy that made Silence of the Lambs.
Yes, yeah, Jonathan Demme.
That is one of the best movies I've ever seen. Ray Liotta.
What's it about?
2 hours.
it's kind of a chance encounter with a couple people, and they end up at this weird reunion. It's a brilliant movie. The first time I saw it, I went to see it twice in a row. It was just, it's that good. And that's,
I love it.
That was Ray Liotta's breakout.
You hadn't finished during the Melanie Griffith scenes the first time seeing him. I'm going to say
that's something else.
No, I think he did, and that's why he fell asleep and then just woke up and
held the water. I hate when that happens.
Yeah, by the way, that's all true. but what's that movie? Oh, there's a movie called Night Moves. Not the Bob Seger song that she's in when she's very young. It's also.
And Cherry 2000. That's another
one. Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach ja.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
There were those weird, there was this weird period in the mid to late 90s where we were kind of baby stepping the population towards getting used to having porn all around us. So like there was those weird shows that were kind of sexual in nature, but they weren't like, remember like on Showtime, there would be like a Manuel and
yes, or the Red Shoe Diary.
Yeah. It was porn, but you had to wait 140 minutes in between any scene.
Or even USA would have
on
silk.
A train. It's like, got it, bro.
Remember silk stockings? On?
Yeah, Al, I have a question.
You guys, it's for ladies too. We like a story the romance.
Do you think there's someone out there who, now they have, what do you call it, a compulsion? They can only get off watching porn that's kind of been scrambled, and every once in a while you see a like a little
it's
boob
a
shot
demo.
Because certain channels they used to scramble it, you'd have to buy it to get.
I know when I hear a modem dialing up, things twitch.
Do they?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you know,
I think that there's different levels, Tom. I think that like, in terms of there, yes, there might be like a niche population of people that have issues with the scrambling, but I guarantee you everyone probably has like a camera, a film quality that they would like to see. Because I know for me, as an older guy, I don't want to see stuff in 4 and 5K. That's too much for me. You know, I like the way it looked. And like, so I need like a nice little, if it was a wine, like I need like a 2008.
Is there, are there porno sites that have like
too much? It's too detailed. I don't like it.
Are there porno sites that have like 60s porn or 50s porn?
Porn tube sites you can go to that have the vintage porn.
Sure. Now, is there a digital one of contemporary porno where you can put it, flick a switch and it goes to black and white?
Well, I don't know about that, but I mean,
change it to bad, that classic porno music.
Yeah, I don't know.
The wah wah guitar. I think, Al, there has to be guys that are addicted to, it has to be on VHS, and the whole routine of getting out the old VHS thing and sticking it in the slot. I mean, the tape.
Tom, I told you I lived next to a famous porn star when I was in L.A., right?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't it Adra Fox?
Yeah. And it's like, I think about just looking... Because I remember, I think I told you, my ex-wife used to think that she was a drug dealer because she would have so much, like every day she would have like flat screen TVs leaned up against her door and like, you could tell expensive gifts. And I was like, no, that was like, she was like at the beginning of OnlyFans. She was like the wish list, which I didn't know that they have. And that's why like it's so important, I think, as a porn star to get your, to grab your base, no pun intended. Because once you do, like, they're with you for life. Like, whatever you put out, whatever you, like, it's a very interesting fan base. But, I mean, you guys saw the Catch Me Outside girl. Like, she cleaned up. Like, I think she bought a house for, like, in cash for, like, $15
million.
Jeez. She made $1 million on OnlyFans in an hour. God.
And I helped. Oh, did you?
Did you really?
I don't know who you're talking about. I'm not clear on
that. She was internet famous for,
she was on Dr. Phil. Yeah.
She's rapping.
She's still famous. The bad Tom, do you know the bad Barbie? She's the one that got in Dr. She didn't get in his face, but she just was talking to a guest saying the Catch Me Outside girl. Remember Catch Me Outside?
How about that?
No, I don't. Is that a song? I'm sorry.
No, no. It was
turned into a song.
Yeah, they turned it.
Okay. No, I don't know. But our guest is Al Jackson. And Al is kind of an expert in the world of contemporary slang, the hip lingo, and yes. I am trying to be kind of a curator of the hip, if you will, and the hipness curator is me. So help educate me so I can continue to pass along what is hip to the
this is embarrassing.
I mean, I don't know if that intro would have been okay on C-SPAN.
No,
we're going to go ahead. Tom.
Yes, sir.
I feel good. We had a great week last week. and we're going to keep the, we're just going to keep the positive vibes going. So, Tom, I'm going to ask you, what is a lick? L-I-C-K.
Is this a guitar thing? That was a nice lick that he played.
No, there. great guess though.
It's something else. A lick. Is this a slang term that is descended from the guitar term?
No.
Okay. Is it a positive thing?
It could. Yeah. Probably. Yes. Definitely.
Okay. So, is this something that a man would do to a woman in a traditional way?
No, not necessarily. Okay. I mean, this is a gender neutral term.
Could you do it to a thing? You say, man, I gave that car a lick.
No.
Okay.
It would be a way to describe a scenario that you have coming up.
Oh, so I'm gonna. I'll tell you what. I'm going to that baseball game. I'm gonna lick that thing.
Is it kind of like you have
this,
it licked?
This is a tough one. Does anybody have any guesses?
I don't know.
It's not like the traditional. Yeah, is it the traditional? Yeah, he licked it. Meaning he took care of it. He beat it.
No, this was a term that I definitely remember from the mid to late 90s, and people still use it to, I still hear it in songs from time to time. It's not that popular of a term. And a lick is just a way that you plan to make money. So, and it's kind of usually like an easy way. So if you're like, hey, there's a card game downtown, we can go and, you know, we can go clean up. That's a nice little lick right there. And, you know, then we can take that money and flip it. We can, you know, buy some used cars and sell them here. That's another lick. Like, it's just a way. It's like a money making scheme, yeah. Like for you.
Go to the bus station on a Saturday night, lick a few guys.
No, that's
rough.
Not,
rough trade, as they call it.
It's a tough lick. Yeah,
getting closer.
I mean, I would pay every single cent in my bank account, and I would clear out my kids' college funds just to see. I want to put a mic and a camera crew with Tom at a Greyhound station at 1 o'clock on a Friday night. That's all I want. And I don't want a script. I don't want this. I just want to see what happens. I know just Tom would just like trying to not touch anything in there.
my new idea, Al, I ran this by the guys earlier, you know, with all the various difficulties in the world of contemporary air travel, I thought I would dress up as a pilot and walk through an airport carrying a large copy of a book entitled Flying for Dummies, and then sit down at one of the gates, clearly drinking an alcoholic beverage, and asking people to go by, hey, listen, I'm supposed to take off in gate 9. Where the hell is it? well, let's see if we can do something else that will help me with my hypnosis factor. Are you familiar with the
Tom,
song?
Let's do something so you can show off to the people. Because every once in a while, you got to strut a little bit, let these listeners know.
Okay.
Tom knows what he's talking about. So, Tom, tell our listeners, tell our family, what's the difference between cake and cakes?
Oh, I know this one, I think. Okay. Cakes is a reference to the Gluteus Maximus, right? That baby's got nice cakes. And then cake is a delicious dessert. I'm a fan of well, I like strawberry cake with the angel food.
Tom,
cake.
Do you know that song? Didn't we almost have it all? That's how we were with that answer. You were almost there. You got the first cakes. What could be another example of cake? Like, oh man, I'm caked up right now.
You have a lot of spare cash.
Yes, Tom, that's what I'm saying. When you just you yes. Go back to your training and you see how it's a beautiful thing. You nailed it. Okay, yeah, Tom's caked up.
I'm caked up. I don't have to go to the bus station. I'm caked up. I'm flying.
I thought cake was something else. I heard that song Cake by the Ocean. I thought it was something else.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, what is that?
You never heard the song Cake by the Ocean?
No.
Is the band called The Ocean?
Who's that?
Joe Jonas. What was the name of his band? I can't remember.
The Jonas Brothers?
No. He had a different one. He had another band after the Jonas Brothers. And
Inside Moby.
Cake by the Ocean was a big hit. I'm surprised you guys don't know that song. Okay. Yeah,
I'm allowed to listen to the Jonas Brothers. I'm too old. That's creepy.
Well, this was not a Jonas Brothers song, but it was a big hit for him. And Cake by the Ocean, I think, refers to...
Conolingus.
That's sweet, sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, Al, I don't mean to rat here, but I do have to tell you something. Last week we were talking, a symphony in New York City was going to play the songs of Biggie Smalls.
Oh, yeah.
And my dad wanted to know if they were going to have a rapper there that would be rapping over the strings players. But the way that he asked it, he said, is there going to be a man there who will be speaking the hip-hop raps?
Yeah.
Well, see, Al, I wanted to know if it was going to be instrumental versions of so-called hip-hop or rap classics. I wanted to know, because the rappers in question were deceased, I wanted to know if they were going to have, if these were like cover bands or if there would be someone rapping the hip-hop lyrics.
Okay, here's what we need right now. We need to record Tom making a call on speakerphone, just asking that exact question, whoever picks up that phone about that event. I want you to use that. Is there going to be a man speaking the rap lyrics before I fly up to New York?
It would like set race relations back 40 years. Al Sharpton would hold a press conference.
If you ever look at like a lot of black comedy shows, and then like when there's white people there, like black people are like, hey man, we're gonna make fun of you, but look, we're happy you're there. We're like, oh man, you don't have to come down here. That's cool. Like Tom, you would be beloved if you walked in there and you were like, yeah, what's up? You got a problem? I can't like Biggie. They'd be like, no, it's great.
Yeah,
so much love. You would. A lot of girls with cakes would be up on you.
Jeez, I just wanted to know if there was going to be, if it was just, I thought it was like the Holly Ridge Strings play the Beatles, you know. No one's singing
the Holly Ridge Strings.
No one knows or cares.
1953.
When Chick and I used to do those beautiful music radio stations, they'd play the tapes and it was all instrumentals and...
You know, elevator music.
Yeah, elevator music. I was wondering if this was going to be an elevator music version of rap. Boy, no one's tried that, huh? That'd be great.
There are kind of, you know, there's subjects. There's like videos on YouTube where it's just old school rap beats, but they are kind of mellowed out. And it says like hip hop for studying. Yeah. And it's like not that heavy bass line, but it's kind of the melody. So it's like listening to like rap, but like in an elevator when if you're at the Ritz.
That'll be interesting. 30 years
that's
from now.
Like what it sounds like.
30 years from now, some 70-year-old dude going, now we have the rap stylings of Biggie Smalls. But first, your weather, the real quiet, kind of that mellow guy.
Yeah.
We all had to be in the radio. Al Jackson is visible on the TV, DBL, Daily Blast Live. Al, you're looking good. And once you're done with your PJs, put on some regular clothes.
He said the same thing to a comedian last week.
It's yes, just
a
he very did.
Nice, he doesn't know what nice shirts are.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.